This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, presented by Hooters. Have you booked your draft party for Hooters? Why not? Here's more.
It's fantasy football time at Hooters. Host your fantasy draft party at Hooters and get a free draft kit with over $200 in Hooters coupons and plenty of free game gear. Book your party online today at Hooters.com/football. With free Wi-Fi, you can check all the stats on game day. Get your game on at Hooters, the original wing joint since 1983, with 12 Tampa Bay area locations.
So get on up and get on down to Hooters.
My thanks to Hooters for their presenting sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. A reminder, we will be having our second fantasy football event for opening night, Eagles-Falcons, Thursday, September 6th. We're going to run a daily fantasy game. So if you've never played daily fantasy, this is the perfect time for you to come to Hooters, play with us. No purchase necessary. And Hooters is going to have prizes. JoeBucksFan.com is going to chip in a prize or two. And I am going to have a golf-inspired Todd Wright Tour grand prize that night to attract some of you who come out and play in my golf tournaments that have an interest in football as well. We'll get together between about 7 and 7:30. If you'd like to be invited and you can bring a guest or two or three, we want to have a good group there. On Thursday night, September 6th, Hooters St. Pete. Tony Metzler is the manager there, and he plays in the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, Governors of Lavish Fantasy Football League. We want to make sure we bring over some good people because we know he will have some wonderful Hooters girls waiting on us. You're on your own tab for food and beverage, but no purchase necessary to play some daily fantasy that night. We'll only play the first half. If you want to stay for the whole game, you are welcome to do so. Tony would love for you to do that. So would the Hooters girls, namely Kiana, a 2018 Hooters calendar girl who works at 4th Street North in St. Pete. But we will be just doing the daily fantasy game for the first half. Come out and join us. And the way you do that is to email me and ask for an invite. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. That way I can control the guest list. I can get an appropriate headcount. And again, you can bring a plus one, a plus two, and Tony has even said to me he's fine with you bringing a plus three for the opening night of the season, Eagles-Falcons, Thursday, September 6th. Prizes from Hooters, Joe Bucks fan, and also the Todd Wright Tour. Again, email for your invitation, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Got a week to go on that. My thanks also to Tony from the St. Pete store. He actually gave me a Hooters draft kit that I needed for the league of my friends that I commission every year, our 10-team league. I simply wanted a draft board. We do ours old school. I write the names on the draft board as they are picked. I hosted the draft in my condominium community room. Just a couple of nights ago, I'm recording this podcast at roughly 8 p.m. on Thursday night. We had everybody over. And thanks also to my friends Mike Lentz, Grant Morris, and the guys at Papa John's of Tampa Bay that are huge supporters of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. Mike Lentz made and delivered an entire order of pizza and chicken, and with plates and napkins and everything we needed, all the sauces, all the seasonings and crushed red pepper to cater our fantasy football draft party for my own league, the Foundation, that is going on its fourth year. Thank you to Papa John's of Tampa Bay. Thank you to Hooters and Tony Metzler for the draft board that we needed. I said on the podcast early in the offseason, I was considering going to a two-quarterback league just to mix things up, just to try it. I did not get any pushback from any of the other nine owners in our league. We kept the same number of starters in our lineup. We simply dropped DST, which I think you should entertain going forward, maybe next year. DST is just very random. It's hard to root for. It's hard to predict points. And some of these fluke touchdowns at the end of games when the opposing team is trying stupid passes and laterals to try and come up with a miracle play often results in a fluke DST touchdown that shouldn't determine the outcome of a fantasy game. So we dropped DST, added a second quarterback, and I slightly adjusted the quarterback numbers. Instead of 1 point in standard leagues for 25 yards, it's now 1 point for 35 yards. We use fractions. Also, I made interceptions a minus two, just like a lost fumble. So every turnover in our league now is a minus two, and I've had a pick six penalty for a number of years. Basically, I've always felt if your quarterback throws a pick six, you should lose the same amount of points in fantasy that you would gain if your quarterback threw a touchdown. So now the pick six penalty is a minus two, where before it was a minus three. The goal being it's a minus four total if the quarterback throws a pick six. Fantasy Football Calculator did a review of a two quarterback league a little less than a month ago. And I just went through and I wrote down where the quarterbacks were drafted in that two quarterback league just to give me a first idea of the elevated values of quarterbacks in two quarterback leagues, because they do go up. Where normally those accomplished fantasy players know that you don't take a quarterback in the first round. Well, in a two quarterback league, Aaron Rodgers can be taken in the first round and often is. The two quarterback league that was reviewed on Fantasy Football Calculator, that I even wrote down some notes from a little less than a month ago, had Rodgers fringe first, second round pick, Wilson and Watson, second round picks, Brady, Cam and Wentz, third round picks, and even Cousins, Breeze and Jimmy G, fourth round picks. And you're saying, oh, okay, then everybody drops off. And no. Fifth round picks in that league were Rivers, Big Ben, Ryan, Luck, and Goff. Sixth round, Stafford and Mariota, with Mahomes in the seventh round. And it went on from there in two quarterback leagues. So I was intrigued how it would mix up, say, a normal flow that you otherwise have with most accomplished fantasy owners who look at either standard scoring or half-point PPR or full-point PPR. I don't think PPR makes that much of a difference in the draft process. It's very, very slight. But I wanted to see, and I wanted to mix it up this year with a two-quarterback league. So that said, here was the review of the league I commissioned for the fourth year in our first year of going two quarterbacks. We went Gurley, Bell, 1-2. Then we did have an owner go Antonio Brown at 3. He later said if he had had the first overall pick, he would have taken Antonio Brown. So he was just sold on having the number one wide receiver in fantasy football, no matter what. And I immediately thought of the Antonio Brown dilemma, and we'll talk about how that played out for him in a two-quarterback league. David Johnson went fourth, then Aaron Rodgers went fifth. High in my opinion, but there was Aaron Rodgers going in the first round instead of one of these top four running backs. The obviously Ezekiel Elliott was still on the board, Alvin Kamara was still on the board. Instead, the owner with the fifth pick took Aaron Rodgers in our two quarterback league. I then passed on Elliott, concerned about the Cowboys' ability to balance the offense and their interior offensive line issues, and I went with Kamara. I was a Kamara owner last year. Obviously, I loved Alvin Kamara. There's no reason not to love him this year. We've talked at length about Kamara and the extra boost he likely gets with Mark Ingram being out the first four games. Ezekiel Elliott did go at 7. When I talked to the owner that took Elliott at 7, I said, did you consider passing on Elliott at 7? He said, yeah, I gave it a thought. In the end, he did take him because of the concern over the the soft tissue injury that Saquon Barkley had in the preseason. Barkley did go eighth. Kareem Hunt went ninth. The only reason why Hunt didn't go eighth was that owner owned Hunt last year, and as happy as he was with him at the beginning of the year and the end, he was very disappointed in him in the bulk of the regular season when the bottom just fell out of Hunt's production. And we've all been down this road in fantasy football where we own somebody in a previous year and we just don't like owning them. We just don't want to go through it again. Usually it's someone like a Jordan Reed or an Eddie Lacy, or if you make the nauseating plunge into the world of Devontae Parker. But he felt that way about Hunt, and he didn't want Hunt as his RB1 this year. Julio Jones went last pick of the first round as the second wide receiver selected. Then in the second round, we do a snake draft. That started, the person who took Julio Jones took Drew Brees. So they are now without a running back through the first two rounds, but got their quarterback, got their QB1. Hopkins, then Deshaun Watson went as the third pick of the second round of this 2QB league, followed immediately by Russell Wilson. So playing out exactly as it did in the mock draft critiqued on Fantasy Football Calculator almost a month before. Rodgers first or second round, and then Watson and Wilson in the second round. I had the fifth pick of the second round. I could have chosen Leonard Fournette here, but I have Fournette in the podcast league. I did not want to own him in both leagues. I get a little concerned that there will be the people will be more expecting the Jaguars' best shot this year. Not sure what they have for an encore. And I do get concerned about Fournette's durability. The ankle problems go back to LSU. I know he's lost weight. You hear talk about him being a three down back. I just didn't want to own him in both leagues. He made sense for me to take where I took him in the podcast draft with where I selected him in the second round. I was not going to select him in the second round here, and I didn't feel like there was quarterback value with Watson and Wilson and Rodgers off the board. I wanted to own Christian McCaffrey in a league this year, and I drafted him in the fifth with the fifth pick in the second round of this particular league. So I have Kamara and McCaffrey as my starting running backs. I'm extremely happy. Fournette went immediately after I passed on him, followed by Freeman, then Brady. So the Antonio Brown dilemma, he didn't get an RB1. He didn't get a fringe RB1. So he went ahead and took Tom Brady to get one of his two quarterbacks. Then Beckham, very late. Yeah. Ninth pick of the second round of a 10-team league was where Beckham went. Tremendous value. So the owner that had drafted Le'Veon Bell also got Odell Beckham Jr. Again, this is what a two-quarterback league can do. It can really jumble some things up top and make it interesting. It makes players fall that otherwise you wouldn't expect to fall because it raises the value of getting the QB1. Wentz went immediately after Beckham. And then that same owner turned around, and admittedly, I think this owner has a man crush on Andrew Luck, and he took Luck for his second quarterback in the third round. Now, ironically, you're saying that's crazy. That why would he take Wentz and Luck? All he has is Todd Gurley, and he doesn't take a second running back. He doesn't take a wide receiver one there. He doesn't take Gronk there. What is he doing? Well, for what it's worth, and I know at this point you only know his first three picks, and it's Gurley, Wentz, and Luck, he actually received a good draft grade according to the draft grade that kicks back when we inputted all the information on Yahoo. So for what that's worth, that's what he has at quarterback, and at least the review from the draft grade via the server was not a negative one. after Luck, Cam Newton went. So quarterbacks are going off the board here. Newton went. You could make the case Newton probably should go in front of Wentz and definitely in front of Luck. So another terrific pick for the owner who has Bell, Beckham, and he's also got Cam Newton. Then Dalvin Cook in the third round, followed by Big Ben. That was an owner getting their first quarterback. Melvin Gordon fell to the fifth pick of the third round. This reminded me of our draft last year where I snagged Ezekiel Elliott with, I believe it was the sixth pick of the third round. Melvin Gordon fell fifth pick, third round, to the same owner who drafted, so the same owner who drafted Aaron Rodgers with a fifth overall pick. His running backs are Fournette and Gordon. It worked out. I was next. I didn't feel there was any real value there on a quarterback. I felt I could wait since most already had their QB1s. So I took, I was torn between Michael Thomas and Devontae Adams. I like playing Devontae Adams in daily. I think Michael Thomas will have some positive touchdown regression this year. And I'm not sure if there's any real other established red zone scoring threat, wide receiver or touchdown-wise, for the Saints. I think Michael Thomas is just a really accomplished player that Drew Brees loves throwing the football to, so I took Thomas. Then Keenan Allen went next, then Devontae Adams went after that, followed by Gronk, ninth pick of the third round, then Jay Ajayi went to the Eagles apologist, rip him if you must. He won the league last year. It worked out. He was very partial to Eagles, and he drafted Jay Ajayi, and nobody can really say anything. I can bring up the fact that on two different teams last year, Jay Ajayi never touched the ball when that team snapped it from the five-yard line and in. Not the Dolphins when Ajayi was there. Not the Eagles when Ajayi was there. So he took Ajayi end of the third round. Then he took Mahomes. So we got a second quarterback in the fourth round. Now, at this point, I'm thinking, all right, what's really going on here? Because I don't have a quarterback yet, and already there are multiple owners who have selected their second quarterback. So now I kind of know it's time to get one. Rest of the fourth round went Mike Evans, Jordan Howard, Matt Stafford, another owner grabbing his second quarterback in the fourth round. So at this point, I thought, all right, let's go ahead and get somebody that I like, that I believe in, that even in that mock draft a little over a month ago, went in the fourth round. I'll take him in the fourth round, and that's Kirk Cousins. Very durable guy on a very good team with a lot of offensive weapons around him, namely guys to throw to in Rudolph, in Thielen, in Diggs. Yeah, so I took Kirk Cousins, and obviously Kirk Cousins has basically been waiting 3 or 4 years to get the hell out of Washington, should be very motivated to perform in Minnesota. It's where he wanted to go, turning down more money that was offered by the Jets. Diggs went after that. Ironically, the minute Diggs went, I'm like, here we go, Thielen's going to disappear. And it didn't happen in almost every mock draft I see. Once Diggs goes, Thielen goes. Once Thielen goes, Diggs goes. In this case, once I drafted Cousins, someone took Diggs immediately after. But there was no Thielen called. Hilton went next. Then Marshawn Lynch in the fourth round. Then Jerick McKinnon in the fourth round. And we ended the fourth round with Royce Freeman. Round five began with Zach Ertz, which I thought was odd because Ertz in virtually all drafts that I've looked at, Ertz is the third tight end off the board, not the second tight end off the board. And he didn't go to the Eagles apologist in this case. So my radar went off. Ertz went and Kelce is still on the board. So now I'm thinking, should I go Kelce in this fifth round? We'll see how it works. Because I was thinking Thielen with Diggs going off the board. A.J. Green went in the fifth round. Then Larry Fitzgerald, Brandon Cooks, and then the owner in front of me took Tyreek Hill. And last year, in a very similar spot in the draft, I was torn between taking Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce. Tyreek Hill was great for me. I'm just not convinced he was better for me than Kelce was. It just seemed like Kelce clearly gets more volume. Granted, we aren't a PPR league. Tyreek Hill was the big play at any time, although all of his touchdowns come from 30 yards and out, but he gave me even a key punt return touchdown in one game where I needed one. I was kind of happy the owner just in front of me took Hill so I could take Kelce. So this year I own Kelce and I got him in the fifth round. Juju Smith-Schuster, who I really wanted to own this year, but he went the next pick, so I don't own him in either of my leagues. Much like Christian McCaffrey, I wanted to own Juju. I don't. I might have to try to make a trade for him at some point because I believe in him very much. Matt Ryan then went as the eighth pick in the fifth round as someone's second quarterback. Then Jared Goff went as the ninth pick in the round to someone who actually had not selected a quarterback. That was the final owner to select a quarterback, and he went with Goff. Then Shady McCoy went to the Eagles apologist at the end of the fifth round. Then he took Marvin Jones Jr. That's 17 yards per catch last year. A big deal with Marvin Jones. And obviously, you know, it looks like Matt Stafford, Marvin Jones, maybe Kenny Golladay this year, Golden Tate. There should be plenty to go around there. Then same owner who waited the longest to take his first quarterback backed up the Goff pick with the Jimmy Garoppolo pick right there at second pick of the sixth round. Like Joe Mixon, who's been going back end or middle of the second round of one quarterback leagues, Mixon went third pick of the sixth round in this draft. I can't say I'd argue with that. I know there's a weight change there. He was given every opportunity to be successful last year. Down the stretch, there were some better games, but the Bengals were out of it. I don't read a lot into that. I don't believe a lot in the Bengals. So look at how A.J. Green went in the fifth round. Joe Mixon went in the sixth round. Derrick Henry, who I own in my podcast league, and I love the fact that he's my RB2, and I got him in the fourth round. He went in the sixth round of this league. And then I grabbed Adam Thielen in the sixth round of our draft. And he is my number two wide receiver, and I got him in the sixth round. So, granted, I don't have all my starters yet because we play two quarterbacks, but I have Kirk Cousins, Kamara, McCaffrey, my starting receivers of Thomas and Thielen, and my tight end, who I can only play at our flex position. It's a W/T in Kelce. Jimmy Graham went immediately after Thielen, then Phillip Rivers as a QB2 was selected. Doug Baldwin, he slipped on draft boards. I know there's been some concern about his knee injury. Just overall, there's some people concerned about how good the Seahawks are going to be. Amari Cooper went second to last pick of the sixth round, and then Kenyon Drake went with the last pick of the sixth round. Just some other notes from my end, rather than take you through all the picks. In the seventh round, I was able to get Jarvis Landry. I feel that was much too good to pass up. I wish I had gotten Baker Mayfield to stash on my bench. I did not. The same owner who was smart enough to pick Beckham to pair with Bell and then Cam Newton grabbed Baker Mayfield as his third quarterback. But me getting Landry in the seventh round to me was tremendous value for my QB2. In my two quarterback league, I was one of the last to select a second quarterback, and I have Marcus Mariota, who I have owned before. I owned him 2 years ago. He got me to the title game, and then he broke his leg in the first quarter. I know he's coming off a statistically bad season, but with the coaching change and philosophy change, I feel this will enable Mariota to do some of the things that he's more talented to do. Having Deion Lewis in the backfield should create more completions for him and more passing yards when they put him on the field. Granted, I'm a huge fan of Derrick Henry. I actually grabbed Deion Lewis in our draft in the 11th round. Again, just looking at the overall value and taking – it's one of the things I do in middle to late rounds of a lot of drafts is I just look at what running back value is out there and take them. Because to me, I can get wide receivers on waivers as the season goes on. I can get tight ends on waivers as the season goes on. It's a little harder to find as many running backs like I found Alvin Kamara early last year or Jordan Howard the year before, and they turn into something. So I make a case to draft as many running backs that have perceived value as I can and just stash them and see which ones work out. Like I have Rex Burkhead also, who I drafted in the 9th round. So that's the story of our league. If you have any draft questions, or if you've already done your draft and you want to ask me some questions, if you're having some buyer's remorse on a decision you had to make, and you're wondering if you took the right guy, I'll answer all your questions at ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com, and keep those emails coming. Throughout the season, I answered every email personally last year. I will answer every email personally this year. Getting a lot of emails from people who listen to me with Gil Alexander on VEASAN. And yes, Gil reached out to me today and said and asked me if I would do every Thursday morning with him this year, and we're going to do that. So for those of you who enjoy Gil Alexander's show as I do on VEASAN, and you have an interest in fantasy football, and you've enjoyed the segments I've done with Gil, listen for me every Thursday morning, starting next week, all season long, for Fantasy Football Talk with Gil. And thank you for listening to the podcast. Again, email me any of your fantasy questions at ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. And if in a week you want to join us, if you live in Pinellas County, if you live in if you live in Sarasota or Bradenton, or you live in Hillsborough County and you'll cross the bridge, we're trying to assemble podcast listeners for the Hooters on 4th Street North in St. Pete with Tony Metzler, who's in my podcast league. We're going to play daily fantasy that night, and we're going to give away some good prizes courtesy of Hooters, Joe Bucks fan. And also, I'm going to give away a grand prize that you would normally get at a Todd Wright Tour golf tournament. No purchase necessary to get in the daily fantasy contest. Just email me for an invite and tell me how many people are you want to bring. You can bring a plus one, a plus two, a plus three. Tony okayed it. Email me at ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. If you want to join us at Hooters in St. Pete on 4th Street North for the season opener between the Eagles and the Falcons next Thursday. Thank you very much for listening to this edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Good luck in your drafts, and we'll talk to you again soon.